Well, hello, everyone. My name is Erica Upchurch, and I am a content coach. And in fact, I'm delighted to be with you today because today is a fabulous day to begin to live the rest of your life. As I mentioned before, my name is Eric F. Upchurch, and of course, I've got some exciting things to talk with you about. In fact, I want to talk with you about maximizing your message and monetizing it. Maximizing your message and monetizing it. And I want to let you know that, you know, contrary to popular belief, you have a fabulous message. There is a message that others need to hear, but the only problem is it is hiding. That's right. It's hiding in your history. It's hiding in even some of the stories that you've forgotten. And it's hiding in all of the ordinary and normal things of life. You have an excellent message because you've lived through hardships, you've lived through good times and through bad times, and interwoven within those experiences are nuggets and principles that other individuals need in order to get to where you are. Now, what this simply means is that, yes, you have a message and you can monetize your message. Well, let me begin by, first of all, answering a question that may be in your mind. What qualifies me to be able to speak to you about monetizing a message? What credentials do I have? Well, rather than just me going on about my credentials, let me tell you what I've done. I'm an award-winning speaker, and I hold certifications in world business coaching as well as life coaching. And not only that, but I've been an entrepreneur since 1987. And as if that is not enough, I've helped people to develop their messages. I've helped people to get ready for certain speaking contests, tips and pointers. I'm a speaker's coach, and I'm also a published author. In fact, I'm working on my fourth book. And so I've got a lot of stage time, and I've got a lot of time behind books, and I've got a lot of time already underneath my belt communicating to individuals much like yourself. And not only that, most importantly, I have made money by sharing the message that I've lived. One of the experiences that I had most recently was being in a world championship for speaking. That's right, a world championship for public speaking. And you can imagine that there were a number of different individuals there who had lots of speaking experience. In fact, I'm willing to say that most definitely there were a multitude of speakers there that had more speaking experience than I did, or that I do. But nonetheless, I got on stage, I did my thing, and I was very proud to have earned the title and the position of being one of 88 of the best speakers in the world for Toastmasters in 2013. And that is an accomplishment that I am very proud of. But not only that, I'm also a Hall of Fame inductee. So long story short, yeah, I've got speaking experience. But you know what? You also have speaking experience. And for you to be able to maximize your message and monetize your message, it's not as difficult as you might think it is. When I was in the World Championship competition, I noticed that there were a number of different subjects that all of these professional speakers were talking about. Now, what amazed me was that many of the individuals, and by the way, I didn't win the whole enchilada, right? I didn't win the world championship. That's coming up. In fact, I'm going for it again this year. But when I go back into the competition, I can guarantee you that I'm going to see and experience some of the exact same things that I did before. I'm going to hear a number of different stories taken from a number of different individuals' lives that they have decided to make important. In this last competition, there were individuals who told stories about rowing a canoe downstream, another individual who talked about cooking, another individual who talked about working too hard, another individual who just mentally, she talked about her sibling rivalry growing up. But guess what? These were all award-winning and money-making speeches. The person who won the World Championship for 2013, he won not because he had some sort of deep dissertation about scientific discoveries and finding out about new worlds. No, he won the world championship talking about how he changed a tire, but the tire changed him. Phenomenal. Amazing. And what I found is that a lot of the subjects that you hear, in fact, I dare say, a majority, if not all of them, they are about personal experiences and circumstances of everyday life. Now, I pose a question to you. If these award-winning and money-making speeches are about the normal things in life, what normal things do you have in your life that's also worth talking about? And what have you experienced that other individuals would gladly pay for? Well, that's a question that you can definitely answer for yourself as I take you through a very simple process. I want to take you through the process of being able to, first of all, determine what is message worthy in your experience. But then I want to work with you to be able to take what we find together and then make a message out of that that individuals will definitely want to pay for. Now, in order for this to happen, there are certain criteria that your message is going to have to meet. First of all, even before you begin, you need to understand certain things. In fact, you need to understand a few important points about the human psyche. Let me give you a rendition of how pretty much all of us humans are made up. It's like this. A guy wants to celebrate with his wife, so they walk into a restaurant. They're feeling great. They want to celebrate, and they're going to celebrate going to this fancy restaurant and eating a meal that's just fabulous, fantastic. They're there. He's not worried about money. She's not worried about anything. They're going to have a good time. Waiter comes, gives them the menu, and as they begin to read, they begin to notice some of the things on the menu. Poulonnais, hollandaise, all of these fancy-sounding dishes. I mean, these French names and exquisite dishes and cuisines of seemingly from every corner of the globe. The guy looks at the woman. The woman looks at the guy. The waiter comes back, and he asks, "Are you ready to order?" They both said yes. She orders something, you know, just really nice and exotic. He orders a hamburger and fries. After the meal was over, the woman asked the man, she said, "Why would you order a hamburger and fries at a fancy restaurant like that? You can have that anytime." And he says something that's very important to her. He says, "Because it's what I know I would like." And the point of the story is, you know what? Many a times we don't really know what we would like, but we only like what we have known. We're used to living in a certain way on a certain level, and it takes sometimes some stirring to get us to a point to where we will accept something different. So how does that affect your message? A lot of times you will speak with people who are used to their own way, their own life, and the level of existence that they have. So when you begin to speak your message to them, please understand that your message has to be moving, your message has to be filled with punch, it's got to be filled with power, and it's got to be able to move people both mentally and perhaps even physically to get them to take action. Chances are they're going to want to stay where they are and keep doing what they've been doing, just like the couple or the man in the restaurant. That being the case, and for those of you that are listening, I'm Eric Upchurch. I'm your content coach, and I'm helping you to maximize and monetize your message. And so to do that, you're going to need basically three things. So in the time that I have remaining, I want to talk with you about the three things that you're definitely going to need to be able to take your new message and monetize it. First of all, you need to understand the most important thing is that no one is going to pay you to speak. Yeah, I said that. Yes, you heard me correctly. No one is going to pay you to speak. Ah, well, wait a minute. How do I get paid? Why am I sharing this? The only reason why you're sharing what you're sharing in front of the crowd is so that you can change lives, so that you can meet needs. People will pay you to meet a need. People will pay you to become empowered. People will pay you to change their emotional disposition and inspire them, motivate them, get them to move. People will pay you for that. But just to hear you speak, hey, I don't care how melodious and how wonderful your voice may sound, people will pay you to meet needs. And if you can meet a need in their life, then definitely you're already fulfilling step number one to being paid for your message. So let's talk about needs real quick. Every one of us, we have needs. And as I talk with you about maximizing and monetizing your message, some of the needs that you can meet are as follows. Everyone needs to be able to, number one, provide for themselves. Number two, they need to be able to protect themselves. Number three, they need to be able to maintain a certain level of health and well-being. So they need to maintain themselves. Number four, they need to be able to express themselves. Number five, they need to be able to prove themselves with accomplishments, do things, make things happen. They also need to be able to identify themselves. And lastly, number seven, is everyone needs to share themselves. In other words, lend your talents and your skills to others, and you do that, especially when you share your message. The second thing that you're going to need is a convincing strategy. What in the world is a convincing strategy? I'm glad that you asked. Because a convincing strategy focuses on the four basic fundamentals of personality. What are the four basic fundamentals of personality? I'm so glad you asked me that. The four basic fundamentals of personality, even though we could use different styles, we could discuss the style that Carl Gustav Jung, the psychologist, used. But hey, for the sake of simplicity, I like the DISC style of personality assessment. With the D is the direct, the domineering, the dogged, determined person that's going to make it happen no matter what. This is the kind of person that wants to take a road trip and not let anyone go to the bathroom because it's going to because it's going to take too much time to pull either on the side of the road or make a pit stop. This person is direct, they're dogged, they're determined, they're task-oriented, and there is a convincing strategy that your message must have in order to convince them that they need to take the action that you're subscribing. The I personality is the one that is the life of the party, they're the life of the party. They are the center of attention, they love to laugh, they love to have fun, and they love to communicate. If they can look good and have fun, oh my God, they will sign on the dotted line. And they too have a convincing strategy. S. These people are stable people. They are slow moving. They are given to relationships. And you know what? They're not quick movers. They just like to, well, let's sit on it for a little bit. Let's table it. Let's sit down and let's just relax and let's just keep stable. But they also have a convincing strategy. And the C's in the DISC model, in the DISC model, the C's are the calculators. They want to figure things out. Let me pull out the calculator. Or the slide rule. Yeah, I know. Some of them actually have slide rules. And they want to be able to calculate it. They want evidence. They want to read about it, not just once, maybe twice, maybe three times. Not even just one article, but someone else's article. Let's get a different opinion. And so these are calculators who accumulate a lot of different stats, a lot of different figures, and, of course, they want to be able to be convinced. And they also have a convincing strategy. So, looking then at the fact that first, you've got to be able to meet a need. Second, you need a convincing strategy that's going to hit these four major points. The domineering individual, the person that's the life of the party, the person that is stable, and the person that is a calculator, okay? You're going to need a convincing strategy, and I can help you with this. But you need a convincing strategy that's going to address all of these levels. Well, I mentioned that there were three things that you need. One, to review, is you have to meet a need. Number two, you need a convincing strategy. Well, what about number three? What is number three? And for those of you that are just now joining us, I'm Eric Upchurch, and yes, I want to help you maximize your message and monetize it. And I'm sharing with you three things that you are going to need. Again, by way of review, first, you have to meet a need. Number two, you definitely need a convincing strategy. And then number three, your message has to show individuals the path to take action. Now, let me tell you about the path. Because if I guarantee you, if you meet a need and you hit the convincing strategy, the only thing you have to do next is show them a path to action. And I guarantee you, you will have individuals wanting your message. But not only that, their lives being changed from your message. So what's the path? What's number three? Oh, you're asking some good questions. I'm glad you asked. The path. The path is this. First of all, your message follows this path, and it leads them to action. So let's look at the word path and take it apart and use it as an acronym. P, your message has to be pertinent for the need. See, this is why the need comes first. The need comes first because you decide what need you're going to meet in someone else's life. That helps you with number three because your message then has to be pertinent in order to meet that need. If I need help in finances, don't try to heal my relationships. If I have a problem physically, then don't talk with me about finances, okay? So your message has to be pertinent. Number two, it has to be authentic. You have to have experienced it. It has to be something that is real. And it has to be something that you have an emotional charge about to be able to communicate that level of authenticity. So first, it's got to be pertinent. Second, it must be authentic. T in the word path is it absolutely has to be truthful. I am a huge advocate for the things that you say and that you speak about being truthful because people love true stories. It's different when you're communicating something that's fanciful and that's a fairy tale, but when individuals realize that it's the truth, it adds weight and it adds character. Well, the last thing in the path is it has to be humorous. Yes, your message must be humorous. And let me give you a tip. Let me give you a pointer. The problem has to be funny, okay? You want the problem to be hilarious. You want people to be able to laugh at the problem, but you want them to seriously take in the solution, okay? So these steps to maximizing your message and monetizing it, one, you definitely need to be able to meet a need in someone's life. Number two, you need to be able to use a convincing strategy that is attractive to the direct and the domineering individual, the individual that is the life of the party, the individual that is stable and that doesn't want to change, and also the calculator. Doing this, you'll also find that when you take them on the path by giving your message, your pertinent message, your authentic message, your truthful message, and your humorous message, yes, you will lead them to a point of being able to take action. Well, for those of you listening to me, I am Eric Upchurch, and yes, I'm an award-winning speaker, and I want to help you to, first of all, find the message that's hiding in your history. There are individuals who are making, yes, they are making money by simply sharing their message. If you have ever been helped in your life through a situation, it may have been hard at first. You may have cried tears. It may have been life-rending once it happened. But now that you've gotten through it, you now qualify as a niche expert to be able to help someone else with the same situation. You are able to meet someone's need because you had a need and you've come through many a situation to be where you are today. So this is what I'd like to offer you. I want to offer you an opportunity to maximize your message, I'm offering, if you go to my website, www.ericsupchurch.com, that's E-R-I-C, the letter S, and then my last name, Upchurch, U-P-C-H-U-R-C-H.com, you will be able to register for a couple of things. One, I want you to register for a 30-minute free coaching session. A 30-minute free coaching session, yes, where I will help you to maximize your message and monetize it, okay? And I'll also share with you other ways to also make money with your message. Also, as you do this, you're going to register for 30 minutes of free airtime on our affiliate station, ProSpeak Radio. Wait a minute. This is an opportunity for you to register to win 30 minutes of airtime where you share your message and you share your product and you share your passion, and you are allowed an opportunity to speak your message to the world and bring other people to a point of help. So I need you to go to ericsupchurch.com. Yes, register, and you can win our giveaway of 30 minutes of free airtime. I'm Eric S. Upchurch, and I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for attending, and I want to thank you for seeing and finding value. And I hope that this, of course, adds to your life, adds to your business, and, of course, changes your world. Thank you very much. I'm Eric S. Upchurch, and don't forget, go to ericsupchurch.com and register to win 30 minutes free coaching and 30 minutes of airtime. Thank you very much. Hey, make it a great day.